so many songs about rainbows, and all the songs and so many more that have been written by Paul Williams.
Yes.
The man who is somehow able to write in a simple, sincere, and totally unique way.
That's true.
About the moments of change in our lives. It's all part of the interesting, challenging, and ultimately triumphant life and work of Paul Williams.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the Songwriters Hall of Fame is proud to induct our very talented members of Paul Williams!
Thanks, Paul. Okay, bye-bye.
God, I've thought so much about what I was going to say here tonight, and it's something you build up in your head even bigger than it is, and it's an immense honor just to eat with these other people. Be inducted into this amazing organization is a great honor. I refuse to write anything down. I said, you know, I'm going to open up my heart and let God just talk to me and tell you what I feel about this evening. And I wanted to look good. I wanted desperately to look good. I asked Hildy, my beautiful wife, if it was too late to start doing sit-ups tonight, but we were getting ready. She said, it's too late. You know, just have to go and be authentic falling. But it is. It's a gathering of eagles, and it's a very special night for me. I think about Sammy Kahn on a night like this. And One of the great pieces of luck that I have is that I have arrived in this business soon enough at a time when I can meet somebody like Sammy. And Sam, I remember going to Sammy's house for dinner. It was so bizarre. You went up to his front door, and on the scroll of the doorbell, it said, "This house protected by Westech and supported by ASCAP." Sammy is the man who answered, I think, best the question, what comes first, the words or the music? Sammy said, what comes first is the phone call. You know, for a lot of years, the phone call rang. Phone calls came a lot for me. And I want to talk about something a little different from maybe what everybody else is going to talk about tonight. I want to talk about some years when I wasn't around. I was an out-of-work actor who backed into songwriting. It was a great gift, and it got me a lot of attention. He got me the great thrill of hearing my songs recorded by people like Karen Carpenter and Sinatra and Elvis. And it was all possible because of one incredible, talented man that I started writing with named Roger Nichols. Roger Nichols was my writing partner, and he was my music school because I didn't know what I was doing. He would lock me in the room and not let me out until I finished the song. And occasionally, Chuck Kay would throw us in the back of the car and take us to play it for somebody. But I found a life in music that I didn't even know I was going to have. And it was spectacular. And I think in a lot of ways I became better at showing off than at showing up. I got a lot of attention. You know, and I loved the light, and I leaned into it, and I had my teeth capped, and there are a lot of pictures of me grinning with a drink in my hand. You know, it's interesting to hear you say 11 years tonight, Gloria, because I just celebrated 11 years sobriety. And the world is definitely a safer place. I want to say something about the years that were missing. Those were years when I was lost in my disease. But I came out of it on the other end, and I want to thank Bill Belvian and Dr. Bob for giving me my life back. And I want to thank Nashville for leading me back to music again. I went to Nashville about 5 years ago to do a thing called Tin Pan South. It was an evening of celebration of songwriting. And I went there thinking that my life was over as far as my life in music was concerned. And there's something in the water. It's a magical town. It's the only place in the world where you can go to a French restaurant and get escargot and gravy. But in this magical city, I discovered something that had been missing from my life for many, many years, and that was the absolute thrill of collaboration. To sit down with another human being, to trust to have bad ideas in front of them, and to hear their bad ideas, and if God is in the mood to write a song, you write a song. It's a spectacular thing. live in Los Angeles, but my hometown is Nashville. I want to thank John Desner. I want to thank Gene Nelson. I want to thank Jim Fortigal, one amazing writers who've been a part of my life down there. And Diane, if I had the kind of discipline that you have, God knows what would have happened to me. But Paul Williams was to discipline what gravel is to landscaping. My best work is sitting in the audience right now, my daughter, my beautiful daughter Sarah, and my son is working on a movie in Argentina, my son Cole. But this is for them. It's a great honor to have my name added to this great list of wonderful writers. It's beyond words. So I'm finally speechless. Thank you.